tell me a little bit about the incident at the Hamilton Mosque.
Okay, from what we know from the reports, a rock was thrown through the window of the mosque sometime after midnight, and some form of a Molotov cocktail was either thrown or placed inside the window.
Okay. And as far as we know at this point, police don't have any suspects in mind?
At this point, the Hamilton Police Hate Crime Unit and arson investigators have been called, as well as uniformed officers who will be reviewing the surveillance videos from the buildings and the area. But at this point, I don't think that they have any particular suspects in mind.
Now, have these types of incidents and hate crimes occurred before, not specifically in Hamilton, but across Canada and other Canadian cities?
Absolutely. CareCan is one of the organizations that works on behalf of Canadian Muslims, and we receive reports of these types of incidents on a regular basis. I also hesitate to quantify these kinds of incidents because any incident of vandalism is deeply offensive and hurtful, in regardless of its scope or scale. As you said, thankfully nobody was hurt, and in this incident, the fire only caused minor damage. But the scale of the damage that could have resulted from this type of attack is concerning. This is something that it represents an incident that should still draw attention. And while it's disturbing, however, we don't believe that these types of incidents represent the sentiments of the majority of Canadians.
Are these types of hate crimes, are they more common in the United States? Or are they on the rise in Canada's?
Well, for incidents in the United States, you'd have to check with organizations that work there in terms of statistics. And obviously, given that it is a much larger country with a higher population, I would expect that they would have a higher reported number of incidents than here in Canada. But this is the kind of thing that, you know, all Canadians should be concerned with.
Do you believe this is a response to any particular actions by Canada abroad or other countries?
Andrew, I think it's probably difficult to speculate, and I wouldn't want to, about what the motivation behind this may or may not be. At this point, I think we don't have enough information to try and go there, and any type of comment on that would be pure speculation.
Have you received comments from concerned individuals or just general responses from people that are concerned about this? And what,
we have,
how does your organization work? What do you do following some of these incidents? What is your sort of plan of action?
In terms of that, we have received feedback from the community expressing concern about this incident, as well as prior incidents. In terms of a response to this, we call on the local authorities as well as the local politicians to stand firm against this type of incident, as well as calling on our fellow Canadians to speak out against this type of cowardly act. With a plan going forward, we encourage other mosques as well as other faith-based centers to remain vigilant for other suspicious activities and to report those to the proper authorities, as well as to CareCan, so that we can establish and demonstrate a clear record of these types of incidents.
So going forward, we'll be looking to hear from what the Hamilton Police Department finds in this investigation, and then from that point, bringing those people to justice. Is that where we're at this point?
I think that's about all we can say at this point going forward.
Okay. Well, great. Are there any other comments our listeners should be left with?
CareCan is encouraged that the Hamilton Police have called in the hate crimes unit in this incident, and we hope that that there are no further types of incidents like this going forward.
Well, great. I appreciate your time, and We hope this does come to a close, some resolution.
Perfect. Thanks, Andrew.
Great. Thank you.